您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Squatting is a familiar posture for a lot of Chinese people. It even has a proper name called the Asian squat. But it is certainly not for everyone. An online survey says many Western adults simply cannot perform the pose accordingly. Why is it? And can you do the Asian squat?
蹲是中国人最熟悉的姿势了，我们常常能在田间地头或马路牙子上看到做出这种姿势的中国人，简直就像呼吸一样自然和轻松呢。它有一个专业的叫法，亚洲蹲。然而，一项最近的调查显示，大部分欧美成年人都无法标准地做出亚洲蹲这个姿势，这是为什么呢？你能做到蹲而不倒吗？
What are the things we need to know aboutThe Asian squat.
So the Asian squat is where you squat down and your entire foot is touching the ground. It's your toe, the balls of your feet, the heels, the whole thing. This is in contrast to what you'd see in what most of the places we traditionally consider the West, where if you squat down, it's just on pretty much on your tiptoes there, just the balls of your feet right at the top, and your heels are like a couple inches or, you know, centimeters off the ground there. Two very different things. Now,anybody can do it pretty much when you're a kid, when you're a toddler, because, you know, babies, toddlers' bodies are extremely flexible. You know, they fall down and they can pretty much bounce right off the ground kind of thing. So that's not an issue. But Asian people, at least in East Asia, seem to still be able to do it, whereas people in the West can't do that. I think a big part of that is toilets, because you see squat toilets here. So if you don't squat,you have a hard time going to the bathroom, whereas in the West, you don't need to squat for anything. So that would be, I think, to me, a big factor.
Well, I think, yeah, defecating is definitely one primary concern that why so many Asians can do it quite well, the Asian squat. But if you look at the procedure, it's actually not that difficult, right? It's just, you know, loosening your limbs before you start. It's a posture for rest. And then set your feet. A wider distance is really preferable than narrow one. And then keep your heels on the ground, then squat. And also, when it comes to Asian squat, it's more, you know, more of a balancing act.
Yeah, that's true. And it's amazing how we can do it. And, you know, sometimes the business could take a little longer than you expected. But still, we can squat still and we don't find it to be a big problem. And earlier, right before the show, we did a small experiment as...Dear Brian and myself, we squatted in front of each other in our studio just to prove the point. And Brian, I mean, yeah, after learning the skill, you can do the Asian squat. But originally, with the Western squat that you did, like, it's very easy just to kick you and you fall.
This is true. Actually, I have a question for you guys. Can you do the so-called Western squat just on your ball? The balls
of course we can.
Okay, I figured so. But obviously, most Westerners, most Americans cannot do the so-called Asian squat. You can do the regular kind, and that works for a little bit, but you get tired, of course, in contrast to this Asian squat there. One thing I would add, Lo Yu, to your instructions there,you have to put your feet at kind of like a 90-degree angle. You can't just have them parallel in front of you. You need to angle them out. No, and see, I know this because, like, a year ago...
Not necessarily, from the Western's perspective.
I'll tell it from my own perspective. Like, a year ago, I could not do that squat. I had wanted to because, obviously, it's a useful skill here. I couldn't do it. And I forget how I got to being able to do it, but one thing that I realized in the process was...you can't just have your feet, you know, parallel right out in front of you. You need to kind of angle them again outwards. And once I figured that out, I was able to really do it. Of course, with practice, it got easier. But now that I figured that out, it's much easier to do than had I not known that. And I think a lot of people who might come to China or, you know, use a squat toilet just think, okay, you squat down and, you know, that idea of kind of, again, angling doesn't come into mind. And if you knew that, that would make a big difference.
Oh, it's one of the strategies Brian has given to us. But, you know, as our economy is getting better in some Asian countries, especially there in Japan, some of the Japanese students find it difficult to poop in the squat toilets. I mean, so it's definitely, you know, not an easy thing for them. 22% of the primary school students have been complaining about this.
In Japan. Okay.
Because, you know, usually they've seen a lot of flush toilets, you know, as we've seen the surge of upgrading our infrastructure, but, you know, it's still very difficult.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. Actually, through what kind of loos or toilets exist in a society, it is the perfect adjudicator to see how advanced this society has been. And in China, in the last 20 years, we've seen tremendous growth in the economy, and so has the change has happened in our toilets.
Actually, I would say there are places in the West that do squat. Eastern Europe, people do squat there, so it's not entirely a Western thing.
Yeah.
But in India, it's a must-to-learn skill, because over 60% of the people still defecate publicly. Wild places.
In the open air, yes. And too bad I don't have the time to read out all these messages, but Da Zhu Zhu Yo Zheng Neng Liang says that she used to be able to do it, but now no longer, because she's used to new toilets. Stay tuned for more awesome shows on Easy FM.